views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Oh my goodness. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome all to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have a really interesting show lined up for you today. I have a very special guest, and he's been on my show before a couple of years ago, but he's come back with a volume two with afterlife interviews. Now, think about it. You know, everybody has those questions. What is it like on the other side? What is life like? Well, my guest, Jeffrey Marks, the author, and he is also a psychic medium and very much a dedicated spiritual soul to this. And he just took it and really turned it into, he analytically approached this. I mean, think about it. He's taken this mediumship, the psychic type thing that we do, and he's applying the analytical scientific approach for the evidence of what's going on. So it's an incredibly interesting topic to so many, especially when we have loved ones over there. We wonder how they're doing. You know, we wonder, did we really receive that message from Grandpa? You know, and Jeffrey has just taken this and really put it out there. And there's actually two volumes, but we're talking about the most recent release, volume two today, the Afterlife Interviews. So let me tell you just a little bit about Jeffrey's background. He is a psychic medium, and he is the former president of the Washington State Ghost Society. He has also studied mediumship and spirit communication for nearly 15 years. And is a dynamic educator and speaker on spiritual potential. He is the author of the Afterlife Interviews, the Amazon.com best-selling book series that definitely describes what life is really like on the other side. Congrats on that one. Wow, a bestseller. His first book, Your Magical Soul, How Science and Psychic Phenomena Paint a New Picture of the Self and Reality. This one won the Nautilus Silver Medal Award for Science and Cosmology in 2012. And the Afterlife Interviews Volume 1 was a finalist in the 2013 Best Book Awards. Now we're going to bring Jeffrey on. My goodness, and he has come back with Volume 2. Jeffrey, welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Absolutely. I mean, I was so glad you were able to come back with this one, because we had you on with volume one a couple of years ago, and that was questions 1 through 23, and this picks up with question 24 and on. So, you know, this is a very analytical approach you took. So I would think the first description here is, help us understand what it was you did. What was this method that you applied to do these interviews with people on the other side?
Okay. What I did is I created a list of 52 questions about what I thought people would be interested in discovering about, you know, what is life like when we pass? What do we have to look forward to? And does it really have any impact for us today while we're here on Earth? And so I devised these 52 questions. And then I wanted to get as big of a range of people that I could gather to get the answers, meaning I wanted to get clients who had friends and relatives on the other side that had varying religious backgrounds. It was very important for me to try to find out, you know, if somebody who was a Jewish have a different afterlife than somebody who was a Buddhist or a Muslim or anything like that. And so I ended up putting out, really asking for volunteers. And I quickly discovered that there were some people, based on their religious backgrounds, weren't too hip to the idea of doing this. But nonetheless, I still came away with representatives from pretty much all of the major religions except Hinduism, which I thought was kind of interesting. I didn't get anybody really from there. But at any rate, I did get pieces to the puzzle in there. And for about a year and a half, what I did is I had my volunteer sitters come in. I would sit down, and before we would even begin asking the questions, I wanted to make sure that a really good link was established to their friend or loved one on the other side. So I really was adamant that that spirit give me detailed information that could be validated to that connection. So I was looking for, you know, medical conditions, how did they pass, names, dates, that sort of thing.
For the evidence that you had that solid link.
Yes.
No, that's good. That's important because, you know, the whole approach was to be clear on without the doubt. You're trying to put that clarity out there without so much second guessing and doubt. That is interesting that you had everything represented but the Hinduism. And, you know, some of the religious background, they get a little bit like, well, I don't know. Because of the background, because of the way they believe, it's a little, So that's amazing. But when you have someone that you miss dearly over there, I don't know how you couldn't wonder, you know, because you think about them.
Yeah, that's how I approached it, too. But at any rate, once that connection was made with that spirit and was validated, then I had my sitter ask the 52 questions. And I recorded this whole thing on a digital audio recorder, and then I spent another several days transcribing it into an Excel spreadsheet, each tab representing a single question. Mm-hmm. And by about the 10th interview, I went looking back at some of the answers that I had received. Because like I said, it took about a year and a half to do this. So I was forgetting everything that had been said in previous interviews. And I was looking back at the answers, and this picture was really starting to emerge. That by the 14th interview, it was kind of like, okay, I really see this now. And if I'm going to get this out, I need to get working on it. So that's why I kind of stopped the 14th interview. And then I just started compiling all the answers and writing up what picture was being shown to me.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. I mean, the whole process, how long did this take you to compile all this?
Each interview itself lasted anywhere between 2.5 to 3 hours. And then to transcribe that interview, I was looking at several days because, I type slower than I talk. and so it took quite a while to get it all processed and put together.
Okay. Wow. Unbelievable. I mean, how many different, you're calling them a sitter, and this is another medium?
No, the sitter to me is that's mediumship terms. I'm sorry. A sitter to me is just your client, your physical person.
Okay.
That comes in
okay. I just wanted to clarify for the listeners because not everybody knows the terms. So I was just, putting it out there. So that was the client. So you actually did all of the interviews?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. I just wanted to put that out there. That's what I thought at the beginning, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something. Now, I mean, you did the same approach with the first book too, and they really do go hand in hand. But now this one, you went a little more bold with the questions, and I like what you did with this one because you took it to where everybody's thinking about, but they really want to know about it, but they may not ask or don't even feel like they can ask.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're even afraid of what the answer is.
Well, I get into those questions of the nature of archangels, angels, biblical prophets, is there a particular religion that we should be focused on? Are our souls really in some sort of peril? Mm-hmm. And those are the final questions, because I figure by the time we get through everything else, it's time to ask these and see what actually comes out of it. Because I agree wholeheartedly with you that these are questions that I think everybody asks at some point in their life.
Oh, sure.
And if we do have this ability to receive information from people who have crossed, wouldn't they be willing to give us those answers? And so I went out on a limb asking those questions. I wasn't sure what was going to come back, if there was going to be responses to these.
Yeah,
but
right.
Indeed, they are incredibly important questions that we ask. And so I had to do it. I had to go there.
Absolutely. We're gonna dive into this topic a little bit more. We're going to take a quick break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have with us today, my guest is Jeffrey Marks with the Afterlife Interviews. What is it really like on the other side? Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
For the longest time. Whoa.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Well, you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found.
And we are back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and with me today I have my guest, Jeffrey Marks, the author, and he's a medium of the afterlife interviews, a very interesting analytical scientific like research, really, on what it's like, what is life really like on the other side. And Jeffrey, let's pick up where we left off. We were sharing some of those bolder questions you had asked. What have been some of the reactions that you've had from people that have seen the book, read the book?
Well, it just came out a couple of weeks ago, so I haven't heard much in regards to this current volume. But the last volume, I've gotten just tons and tons of emails from people about how it's really made a wonderful positive impact on their lives in terms of survivors, those people mm-hmm. who just lost a loved one. Volume one really, really helped them deal with that loss. But what I found mm-hmm. very fascinating was that people were giving the book to family members who were getting ready to pass. They knew their time was imminent, and they said, here, read this book. And what a humbling experience to have somebody email you and say, your book helped my loved one pass peacefully.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I just had the goosies all over with that. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That touches me. I have people, both my parents are over there. And that's so touching because sometimes there is a fear, you know, and they want to hold on. They feel like they're worried about the people here or they don't know what to expect. So you're helping both sides of the fence.
Yeah, and I had no idea that's where this was going to go. I guess I have to expect that Spirit knew what the best outcome was going to be. So when it came to the questions in Volume 2, though, even though the book has only been out for a couple of weeks, the reaction of me and my clients as we're getting these questions answered, I think will probably be parallel kind of a bit about some of the response that's going to come back in that, whoa, I never would have thought this. I never would have expected an answer like this. Because in some cases, when you ask some of these questions, you kind of have maybe an idea of what the response might be.
Mm-hmm.
But to have some answers come back and be completely opposite of what you thought might come through, that's kind of mind-blowing.
I'll bet. Now, the answers, if you were working with different people that sat for this and you were doing different sessions with different answers with different family, loved ones, all that, were the answers consistently the same or completely different for the same question? You know what I'm asking?
What I found was
trying to figure out how to ask that.
I totally get what you're asking. And what was interesting was that every spirit kind of colors their answer in their own unique way. Just like any regular person on the street, if you were to ask them the same question, they would all add their own little unique touch to it based on their personality and their experiences and the way they perceive reality. And that was coming through from those in spirit. So the kernel and the core of the answers all seem to have some kind of a parallel. Mm-hmm. There weren't really that many that actually contradicted one another, but they were all uniquely colored as well.
Their personalities were intact the way they feel.
Yes.
The way they were. Yes. I've heard through the pipeline at times where, if you believe this, then when you go over there, that's what your life will be like. And I like that you did the different walks of life, the different belief systems, the different cultures, because everybody's going to be having that system in place here. And then when they cross over, did you see that commonality?
Yes, definitely. When you first cross, how you were brought up and schooled here is typically the type of experience that you will have right away. If it's a positive experience, there are some out there that do have negative experiences, and we can get into that later if you want. But really, how you were schooled here will be how you first are introduced into the afterlife, because spirit knows. I don't know how they know this, and this is something else to follow up later with. Is you need to get acclimated, and the best way for you to get acclimated is to have some way of getting in there without being frightened. And so
right.
the way to keep you from being frightened is to give you those experiences that you've been taught that you should have when you first arrive. And that's what ends up usually happening. Yeah. And if those experiences just don't naturally really happen to represent the whole entirety of the other side, it will uh-huh. eventually unravel it, but in a way that the person can acclimate and deal with, where it's not a traumatic unraveling.
Right. And that right there is a love coming through, because there's compassion coming from over there. Okay, let's break them in gently, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be very overwhelming. I mean, we're not really losing who we are, because, you know, when I was looking through, and that was interesting to me, when I was looking through the different responses, I mean, grandma sounded like grandma. You know,
yes,
even with the sarcasm here and there.
Yes, and that's
some
always
of them have
fun.
Some I mean, real personalities in there.
And that's one of the things that I really enjoyed about the interviews was that some of the blends, and I say blend, what I mean is how that spirit blended with me to give me the answer. Some of those blends were really, really, really deep. That their quirkiness and their expressions would come through. And it was a wonderful experience for both me and my client. The client would sit back there and go, "Now that sounds exactly how my loved one would have said that."
And that would be some validation to them that is a true connection to that loved one as well, because that personality is going to be a part of that validation, I would think.
Yes. And in between the questions, this was also very nice too. In between the questions, the spirit would still end up giving me something personal between me and my client to show that they were still coming through, that they were still providing memories and details. And since I was recording these with a digital audio recorder, oftentimes, not throughout the entire session, not in every session, but there were sessions where I would continue to get EVPs, which is the electronic voice phenomena. Their spirit mm-hmm. would speak into the microphone. So I do have some EVPs that came out of this as well.
Oh, wow. Now you brushed a little lightly, and I'm going through some of the questions. I mean, some of the questions are about, you know, one of the things that would be maybe a term that's not familiar to some is the oversoul.
Yes.
What could you explain what that is?
Okay. The oversoul. Time is really simultaneous, and even quantum physicists are telling us this these days. So the past, present, and future are all wrapped up. And
okay.
so then we have to ask, well, how does this work in terms of reincarnation? Basically, what happens is we have multiple selves existing simultaneously, that only within the framework of the three-dimensional reality does it take on this appearance of a this before that. But when you wrap all of these simultaneous reincarnational selves up, they actually represent an even greater being. And this greater being would be considered the oversoul. So it can get very complicated, but in a nutshell, that's how I would describe it.
Oh, no, that's great, because that one, that's going to be a curiosity, because if you are interested in this topic, most people, if you're interested in this topic, you're very interested in the topic.
Yes.
And you have a reason for that, because you miss somebody or you want to connect with someone. Now, we're going to take a break here in just a bit. But when we come back from that, let's talk about like how they live. What's their lifestyle like over there? And we want to go into that a little bit. I know that's something that people are curious about. But quickly, can you just mentioned some of the questions. I mean, I see here like survival of the animal souls, or can you communicate with your pets? People that have animals out there, they're going to want to know that. And you said you also address, you address the angels. I mean, what's their homes like? I mean, he goes into it. The fate of suicides. Ooh, I mean, he hits those questions in this book. It's very, very intriguing. The spirit guides, the angels, you go through all of it. And this is questions 24 to 52. And even the scary stuff you mention in here. Well, what I call the scary stuff, I try to stay on the other side of life on that, but you're even like, you know, addressing that hell, the evil, the, all of it. I would imagine some of the questions, it's like, okay, take a deep breath before I ask, because you're just not sure if you're going to like the answer, is what I was thinking earlier. Yeah. But it yeah. really isn't frightening, because it looks like it's coming all down to, it's all going to be okay if you stay connected to that one universal energy called love.
Correct. Absolutely.
And I saw that going through, even the other parts that were a little bit tough.
Yes. Yes.
And did you feel that too? I mean, did you ever find you were getting a little bit nervous about asking that question at one? You're like, okay, well, I'm going to ask this, but we'll see what
yeah,
we get.
Yeah, definitely for the first, I'd probably say 4 or 5 interviews, I got nervous before some of those deeper questions. But by about the 5th or 6th interview, you started to realize that they're kind of giving a more positive spin on some of these answers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we're going to take a short break, when we come back, let's talk about, you know, how do they live over there? What kind of occupations, hobbies, or, you know, what do they do over there? Stay with us. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Jeffrey Marks. We're talking about the afterlife interviews. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
I'm Christine Epchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Ooh, like that one. Thanks, Brian. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Today we are talking about the afterlife interviews. What is it really like on the other side, with my guest today, Jeffrey Marks? And Jeffrey, before we went to break, we started to go into, you know, what are they doing over there? I mean, how do they live? What is it like over there? I know that's one of the questions people want to know. So let's go to that one. You know, do they have occupations, hobbies, money? What do they do?
Okay. That's a lot to cover. They actually do have occupations, but I would not approach it in the same way that we do here, where we're forced to get up in the morning and go to a job to pay bills, because there really aren't any bills over there to pay. Occupations are very service-oriented in the sense that they are geared towards expansion of experience and knowledge and the breadth of being a dynamic soul. And that goes two ways. It's expansion of the person who's giving the service as well as the person receiving it. And that apparently is also the mode of, I guess you would call it payment.
Mm-hmm.
It's this exchange of energy and paying it forward. And a lot of the occupations deal with items and things or practices that the spirit loves to do, or they know they're going to gain a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I remember, and you're bringing something to mind that is just incredible, because there was a few years ago, and I'll keep it very general, but a very, very young woman had passed. But when she went over there, I mean, she was young, like very young, in her, you know, maybe 20, 30. And, you know, parents and grandparents, that was pretty devastating. But when I did a read for the mom, she was coming through of this job she's doing over there. And you're validating to me something that I was picking up a few years ago in a read. So that's very interesting to hear that. Because she had, you know, some issues here, and I'll keep it general, but what she ended up doing over there was helping people here that were having the issues that took her life.
Yes. And
that's what and you just said that with payment. I don't know if that's I would like to elaborate on that just to clarify that payment. It's not like it's not a punishment, is it? Or
no. No. It's just an exchange of energy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like if you, and they do have houses over there. So let's say you've got a house over there and you have, let's say, a neighbor or somebody that you know who just loves gardening, and that is his passion. Well, mm-hmm. he can come put this spectacular garden in for you. And then what does he get out of that from you? Well, he gets the joy of doing what he loves. You get the joy of actually experiencing and being a part of it, because everything is one. And mm-hmm. when that oneness comes out, there's this incredible joy, and that ends up being the payment.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Absolutely. So they really have what we're trying to achieve here, and that really is part of the ascension and the continuing growth of the journey that we're on. You know, we talk about that a lot now, and where we are in humanity here in this physical plane is doing what you love.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and so much of what we do here, the way we have it set up here, it's not even a bartering system. We really have to almost fight for what it is that we need for basic necessities in order to survive. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a gain for those that are giving it. Well, when you're in spirit, your necessities are all taken care of. You cannot die. You continue to go forward. It's this energetic thing. So the whole, economy would be the word, is completely different from what we would have here. You don't mm-hmm. have to fight for survival.
Mm, it just is.
Yeah, it just is.
Mm. Yeah, it's a concept. You know, here we're trying to wrap our brains around that, but because it always feels like it is such a struggle sometimes, or we have to fight for that and work so hard for things at times, where it sounds like that is not there. That is just, it is, and you are just in that moment, in that being, so to speak.
And one of the lessons they continue to try to teach us is that you do create your reality with your thoughts, your intentions, emotions, and many of us here in the metaphysical community understand that, but mm-hmm. over there, that is the prevalent mode of creation and understanding.
You know, you're bringing to mind several years ago that movie that Robin Williams made?
Yes.
When Dreams...
Dreams.
Yes, that movie very much was like that.
Yes.
Oh, that was an incredible movie. If anybody has not seen that movie, you've got to see that movie. It's very much what you're describing. Oh, God. Yeah, because she was, because his wife was creating that reality she was in. And oh, my goodness. Yes, that movie just really, really hits it. It's deep. It was deep when they made it, but it's not. I think we're coming around and evolving around to where I think it more people are going to understand it than when it first came out.
Yes.
I remember I went to see it in the theater, and most of the people in the audience are looking around like, what in the world is it's walking around in wet paint in the painting, you know, and I was loving it. I was like, oh, my gosh, this movie is there. This movie is there. So, yes, that sounds like what you're describing very much. Now, you know, if you had both of these volumes, if you had your first one and you had this one, do you see a consistency in what goes across? I think we touched on it earlier, but I'd like to address that. Do you see a consistent message through both?
Yes, and that consistent message is we're all one and it's all beautiful, and love is the foundation of everything.
And it feels free to just like it just fall back into the arms of love, really. It's like just if we could just find the way to let go. Because that ascension, that frequency rises to where it would be so much less of a transition. I guess the higher our frequency here, the less of a shock or a transitional period it is when we leave the physical plane, because it's a different frequency is the way it feels to me. It feels like that to me. That's the way I describe it. Just feels like if you were tuned into that frequency, or if you were closer to it, you'll get a little bit of it, and then you're, you know.
Yeah, because the higher we get in frequency, the more I think our intuition becomes, it comes in play, and the more we understand and acknowledge it. And the intuition will give us clues for what's ahead, and so we can fear less. Mm-hmm. I know there are some societies out there in the world, some cultures, that they don't have that fear of death, but they do have their belief system and this belief in their own intuition, and they make that transition, you know, something easier to go through.
Absolutely. Now, one of the questions I'd like to address before we go to the next break, because the listeners of this show are big on this one, so let's go there. What about the spirit guides and angels?
Okay.
We got to do it.
That was one of the most controversial questions, I believe, came out.
I bet it was. And I see I'm throwing it out there because I want it. That's what this show is. And I know what I connect with, and I don't doubt what I'm getting, but I want to know what you found in your research.
What the most,
the listeners do. I mean,
the most prevalent answer that came through was that everybody has spirit guides and spirit helpers. However, when it comes to the angels and the archangels, there seems to be something different going on than what we're typically dealing with, because the spirits kept saying angels and archangels are at an incredibly high frequency vibration,
right?
That the human us as spirits in a human body really have a very difficult, if not impossible, time being able to assimilate that energy, especially the archangels. So it's like the view that we have of archangels like Raphael and Michael and all that stuff, from what I gather, are not like the real archangels, because the spirit realm itself encompasses far more than the tiny little earth realm. Earth and our experiences here is just a fraction of what is available as a spiritual consciousness. And the archangels, from the point of view of the spirits that were coming through, are huge. I mean, they cover massive spans of the spiritual realm, and Earth being so tiny, if a human spirit consciousness were to connect with an archangel, they would probably explode, was kind of how it was put to me. But that's not to say that information and stuff that comes through other psychics and everything from Michael, Raphael, or these other entities that they're talking with isn't valid. But the way it was described to me was that usually information coming from higher ups gets funneled through.
No, because, that makes sense. Yeah.
Because the energy itself is too intense for us here in this dimension to really be able to handle.
I do agree with that. There's so many people that want to connect, and I know that they're there for us. And it does. I mean, it can, you know, hurt your ears, and they always seem very, very large to me.
Yeah.
Very, very massive. It isn't just our little area. And I do see what you're saying with that. But I think in a way to make sense here with what you're describing, I totally hear what you're saying, is it's not the coloring book kind that we've drawn and it's simple.
Correct.
It's part of the all.
Yes.
You know, it's part of the all energy too at a different frequency level is
yes. And
way
we are
it
a
feels
part of
to
that
me.
As well.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's yeah. all we're these different frequency levels, so to speak. And I keep saying frequency because I'm trying to make it make sense to everybody hearing it. But, you know, that doesn't really sound conflicting to me with the way I understand angels.
That okay, well,
it actually didn't. It didn't sound conflicting. It sounded it's just putting the dynamic on how big they are.
Yes.
So when we come back from break, we want to go over a few things. You have a giveaway we want to talk about and how people can find your book and how they can find you. So stay with us, everyone. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to power on with What is Life Like on the Other Side with my guest, Jeffrey Marks. This is the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while, not much.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew @AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today @yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the 5 essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintoit.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing. Ooh, and we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And my guest today, Jeffrey Marks, the afterlife interviews. What is what life really like on the other side? Now, we want to be sure you know how to find this incredible book. He's got this is volume two. So, Jeffrey, let's let everybody know how they can find you and the book. How can they? What is your website? Let's start there.
Okay. The website is www.spiritualexploration.com. All one big word there, but okay. spiritualexploration.com. And the book is available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay. Okay. And the book is called The Afterlife Interviews, Volume 2. And there is also a Volume 1. I would say it's nice to have 1 and 2, to be honest. I've got 1 and 2. And they really do go together, and it's nice if you had something that you had a question about or in particular. So that's a nice set to actually have. But this is the new one, Volume 2. And you have a Facebook page.
Yes,
right?
That's Jeffrey Marks Author. That's my public one.
Jeffrey Marks Author. That's all one word.
Yes.
After Facebook.com/. And on that page, you have a giveaway we're doing, right?
I do. For people listening to today's show, if they like my Facebook page and mention that they were listening to the show, the 10th person to like the page and mention listening, I'll give away a free 30-minute phone reading.
Ooh. Okay, everybody, wake up over there if you're listening. So if you're the 10th person to go over and like Jeffrey Marks Author Facebook page and mention this radio show, The Jen Royster Show, you will win a 30-minute free phone reading with Jeffrey. How cool is that? So that's a great giveaway. Well, thank you, Jeffrey, for doing that for the listeners.
Sure.
Because this has been an incredible topic. Now, we have a couple of minutes. Now, what would you say was the most popular out of all the questions?
I think the most popular is the reincarnation question is incredibly popular. A lot of people are interested in reincarnation.
Yep.
And what's very interesting about it is that question starts in Volume 1, but it really concludes in Volume 2 with the question on what is the major religion we should focus on if there is one. And what came out of that is well, if we are living multiple simultaneous selves in a reincarnational framework, and those multiple selves are engaged in different religions, meaning you have one portion of yourself that's a Christian in one life, another portion of yourself that's a Muslim in another, and another portion that is Native American or Hindu, what you suddenly realize is that there is no one religion that trumps all the others. Religion really ultimately is another framework for experience and expression and expansion of the soul. It's like everything else that we encounter in our journeys, in that it is designed to help us grow and learn and gain new experiences. And that's what religion does.
Yes, it does. And, you know, I relate to that a lot, because in my studies and my education, my doctorate, everything I've got, is I studied all of them, because it seemed like I was finding a piece of it in each one. There's something in all of it. It wasn't just one had the whole angle on it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I related to that personally, and sharing that, because I feel more balanced, more connected to that oneness by accepting all of life and accepting and having a capacity for the different perspectives and approaches, so to speak. That's for me. I was just sharing that, and just to relate to that question. That's a good one, because reincarnation, what would you say is the main thing for someone not familiar with reincarnation? What did you find in these studies that it's for? What is it? What's the purpose of it? I mean, that's what people would ask me.
To me, the purpose of it is to allow the fullest experience and expression possible to the Oversoul. And the only way you would never get that in one single solitary lifetime of 50 to 80 years, if you survive that long, you would need all of these lifetimes, because each period in history also has its own framework of virtues and rules and belief systems and frameworks that are different from all the others. And so to really get the fullest, most complete expression, you would want to exist in all of these different times to get the full breadth of existence.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just the knowledge, the wisdom, the depth of understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, whoa, that would be a lot to do in one. I mean, think about it, guys. Think about everybody out there listening. Think about what that would feel like if you were going through all of it in the one. We have enough that we're dealing with in the current one, I think. So I'm like, oh, my goodness, that would be very overwhelming. And quickly, before we run out of time, I want to one more time go over how you can find Jeffrey. His website is spiritualexploration.com, www.spiritualexploration.com, all one word. His Facebook page is Jeffrey Marks Author. And over there, if you are the 10th person to like his Facebook page and mention this radio show, The Jen Royster Show, you will win a 30-minute free phone reading with Jeffrey. So that's the giveaway for today. And the book is available, The Afterlife Interviews, Volume 2. I know, and the subtitle is The Big Questions. I like that. Because they are big questions in this one. That is available on Amazon, and I believe you said Barnes & Noble. Is that right? Is that correct? Okay. And they can still get Volume 1 that way as well if they wanted both.
Yeah. In fact, that subtitle, The Big Questions, I really didn't have a subtitle.
That's not?
My wife, when she was, she created the cover for it.
Oh,
she decided to throw that on there.
Well, she did well, because I like it there. It works, because when you go through, I mean, that was my first reaction, you know, and I asked you that question. It has only been out for a couple of weeks. My first reaction is, whoa, he didn't pull back at all on these. These are some questions. I mean, going into the one with the religion, I mean, that was stepping into it, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know. And I figured, well, nobody's really done it. I might as well do it. What have I got to lose?
Well, obviously there is no fear there. You're at a frequency where, oh, well, let's just do this. But you know what? It is the questions that everybody is wondering about, that are afraid to ask, that are so curious about. It really is a fascinating, really a compiled collection of all of the research you did.
Yes.
Yes. Both of them are, right? Absolutely.
Yes. And to think, I've actually been holding on to this research for about 4 years.
Four?
My first interview I did for that series was in November of 2010.
Oh, maybe you did have to get your nerve up.
Well, it took me a while. I mean, it took a year and a half to do them all, and then I had to, you know, transcribe them all out and then write them. But, 4 years I've held on to this.
Oh, well, Jeffrey, it's been real pleasure having you on the show. And tell your wife kudos on the big question add-on, because I like it there. I think it's supposed to be there. She did good with that one. It has really been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for being with us today. For all of you listening, this has been a really interesting topic, going into what it's like on the other side. If you want to find all the links for Jeffrey, I have all of that up over on my website as well, jenroyster.com. You can go over there and catch the archives later, and on Transformation Talk Radio, they'll be up soon. Very much, I want to send love to all the listeners out there. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Jen. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.